This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. UW-Oshkosh is introducing its new School of Informatics today. Informatics is the art, technology, and business of transforming data into useful knowledge so it can be used to improve lives and advance society. The school will engage students to better understand and apply technologies like AI, cybersecurity, and augmented reality. On a 6-1 vote, the Oshkosh Plan Commission has moved the Red Earth Housing Project back to the Common Council. Red Earth developers have received temporary permission to build 4-story rather than 3-story apartment buildings near Lake Butamore. The Common Council will have the final say on the amended project coming up on December the 12th. The Oshkosh Police Department is remembering his canine unit, Magic, that passed away over the weekend after a cancer diagnosis. Magic was an emotional support dog and was acquired by the police department in March of 2022. Magic had over 360 deployments during his 20 months with the Oshkosh PD. Page 2, a busy week for ribbon cuttings this week. Express Employment Professionals has a ribbon cutting on Wednesday, Rhyme on Thursday at 9, and the new Crumble Cookie on Friday at their Westtown Avenue location. NBA All-Star Jimmy Butler spent some time at Oshkosh during the holiday weekend. Jimmy met up with a friend who plays for the G League Sioux Falls Skyforce and dropped in for some barbecue while he was in town at Parker John's. The City Parks Department has been busy decking the halls on Main Street with evergreen boughs, birch sticks, red dogwood, and more. Wreaths have been placed on lampposts downtown. The annual downtown holiday parade is later this week. We'll have more on that coming up in Thursday's report. And the Winnebago County Sheriff's Department continues its search for a missing 41-year-old kayaker on Lake Butamore today. Turning to sports, UW-Oshkosh's volleyball team is in California for the NCAA Division III Women's Championship. Play begins there tomorrow. And the Wisconsin Herd had their first NBA call-up of the season. Ibu Baji has been picked up by the Portland Trail Blazers. That's a look at Newsworthy for Tuesday. We're back again later this week on the Chamber website. Always brought to you by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.